Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
A senior Fine Gael politician is calling on the Garda Commissioner to intervene as delays mount in issuing passports. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney has faced severe criticism as a growing number of government TDs claim the passport service is no longer fit for purpose. The same TDs claim they warned the Minister of the problems over a year ago, while families say they're missing holidays and important occasions after ringing the passport office hundreds of times, in some cases, to no avail. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is with me in studio. Barry, thanks for joining us on this. Lots more stories like this throughout the week. What's going on?
Yeah, the government desperately seeking to speed up those processing times this evening. Passport renewals might soon be offered online only, and the Department of Foreign Affairs, for its part, insists it's dealing with unprecedented demand. In less than 5 months, the passport service has issued over 80% of the total number of passports issued in 2021. And it's predicting there could be up to 1.75 million applications by the end of the year. And it says it's printing and issuing more than 5,000 passports per day. But in spite of all this, the criticism still flowing. This week, remember, the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Passport Service rapped on the knuckles by the Ombudsman, who said ongoing delays weren't acceptable. And the biggest issue, it relates to delays in processing first-time passport applications. People say as well that they simply can't get through to the passport office itself. And we've been inundated with stories of families looking to get a passport. One such story is Claire in County Leash. She's planning a holiday with her husband and three children, but the youngest child is a first-time passport applicant.
We're booked to fly out on the 12th of June and we're heading to Portugal, hopefully. My youngest son, he is a first-time application, so I had to send that through on post and we did the express. But when I'm tracking it, it looks like it hasn't even been looked at, first of all. When you go in and look at it, it's just saying application received. So I've been trying to phone the passport office constantly. I mean, I'm talking over 100 times. My husband has been trying to get through. My sister even was ringing on our behalf, but we just keep getting automated voice machines saying, you know, if you've emergency, you know, go to the website. So I can't actually get through to speak to a human being to make an appointment. I'm looking to make an emergency appointment at this stage to try and get the passport. When you go to the website as well, they have the live chat, but I mean, I'm on it constantly and it's not green, so it's greyed out and it's just saying that we're currently dealing with customers' queries, and that's no matter what time you try it. I think it's saying you can try between 9:30 and maybe 4:30. No matter what time I've tried, I've never been able to do a live chat.
And your husband, he watches it like a hawk. He's whilst working there as well. And you've rang 100 times. Your husband has rang the office 265 times with no answer as of yet.
No, it's just if you could speak to somebody or go up and make an appointment. It just seems crazy. I know there's bigger issues for, you know, people. I understand that, but it's been a tough 2 years for everybody. You know, you book a holiday and then you can't actually go just because you can't get a passport or you can't speak to a human.
Yeah, your son's passport, it's due to arrive the week after you are due to return home from Portugal. So that's not
right.
Much use.
Mm-hmm. For the kids as well. I mean, you're telling them they're going on holidays and now we're saying, look, we don't even know. We can't plan, you know, because we're telling them now that it may not happen. And obviously, three small kids, they're devastated.
I know there's lots going on in the world at the moment, but behind all these delayed applications and issues around passports, there are personal circumstances. And I know that you were very much looking forward to your break to Portugal as well.
For me personally, we've had two losses from parents in the last 2 years, I suppose, and that's been difficult. Like that, you just need a break and that's it. You need kind of get out time. My own mum died right through the depth of the lockdown. So like everybody has their own personal thing, and this was just, I suppose, our thing to look forward to. And just to be stopped because you can't actually get through to somebody, I suppose. And I know there's hundreds of thousands of people in the same boat, but it's just, it shouldn't really be the case.
That's Claire in Leash there speaking to you, Barry. And I should point out we're getting a lot of messages from listeners. Some bad experiences, a lot of good experiences with the passport office as well. But some of the problematic delays, Barry, politicians have been hearing those stories as well this week. How big of an issue is this now for the government?
Very serious, in the words of Antonis de Leo Varadkar himself. And this is damaging harmony within the coalition and indeed within one of the coalition parties. Veteran Fine Gael TDs and former ministers such as Charlie Flanagan, Bernard Durkin and Michael Michael Ring claimed they told their colleague, they warned him, the Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney, over a year ago, that a perfect storm was approaching for the passport service, that it was no longer fit for purpose. And that trio, with a combined 104 years experience at Leinster House, alleged they were ignored, and Michael Ring is furious.
In countries that I have never heard of, we have big embassies. Bring back these staff now and make sure that the people of this country are entitled to get their passport if they want to go on holidays this summer in a reasonable time.
You've closed down embassies to process passports.
All over the world. Yes, put them in dealing with passports. They can deal with them in these countries. So let them come now and deal with them here as well.
Right.
And we'll get our people and get the passports once and for all and give people the service that they're paying for. We have two passport offices in Dublin. You have one in Cork and none of the rest of the country. It's time the Minister and it's time the Secretary General and the staff showed a bit of respect to their customers as well.
Michael Ring there on Morning Ireland with Áine Lawler earlier. You mentioned the former Foreign Affairs Minister Charlie Flanagan as well, Barry. What's he saying?
Yeah, the Laoise Offaly TD is significant due to that role. Also a former Justice Minister as well, and he's chair of the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee. He told me this afternoon how what's going on, and in his words, is unacceptable. He described it as a crisis, and he said he was loath to go that far as a former minister, but ultimately things have come to a head, that he warned about this issue last year. Now, it's believed the passport office has been holding meetings with an Garda Síochána in recent days in terms of perhaps streamlining the passport application process without ultimately compromising it from a security perspective. And Charlie Flanagan, he wants the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris to jump in on these discussions. He wants him to intervene to meet the passport office and see what can be done about speeding things up. Michael Riggs says 60% of his constituency work is taken up by passports at the moment. Charlie Flanagan says it's around 30% in his case, but in 35 years in the Oireachtas, he has never seen it as bad in terms of passports. And as chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, he says he's hoping to lead a delegation to visit the passport office itself the week after next.
So what's being done in government, or what else is being said on this issue then, Barry?
Calls for offices in other parts of the country. Figures I've seen show how a third of passport applications at present are from Northern Ireland. The most applications in the 32 counties from Dublin. Next up, it's Antrim, which accounts for 12.3% of all applications there at the moment. And ultimately, government TD senators telling me that if this isn't resolved, it's going to become an increasingly thorny issue over the summer. And really, it should have been seen off in the past long before now.
What can we expect to happen now? Will there be more of this next week, or any developments that we can expect to change this situation?
Well, the Sinn Féin Foreign Affairs spokesperson John Brady, who says one of his constituents rang the passport office over 600 times in 2 days, he told me how he wants the Foreign Affairs Committee to have fresh hearings into this issue, while the Social Democrats Foreign Affairs spokesperson Gary Gannon, here's what he says.
In the first instance, what needs to happen straight away is both the passport services and the minister need to accept that there is a problem. And the problem is not the person or the family seeking the passport, but actually the case is that over 40% of people have been told that they're filling their forms wrong. If 40% of people have been told they're filling their forms wrong for a passport application, that's a problem with the application, not the person. So the minister and the passport office need to get in front of that. There's clearly an issue with the forms.
And what of the suggestion by your parliamentary colleague, Michael Ring? He says close embassies and bring staff back to Ireland to deal with passport backlogs. Is that something you would agree with?
No, that's a ridiculous suggestion by Michael Ring. And as somebody who's a senior politician, I have no idea where he's getting that out of. We need a diplomatic corps throughout the world for a variety of reasons. Well, we may need to transfer staff around different departments, such as what happened in the Department of Social Protection at the beginning of the pandemic. But we certainly shouldn't be taking people away from our diplomatic corps. That's a ridiculous suggestion. I think the minister himself, Simon Coveney, I think we need to discuss whether having the two roles, both from Minister of Defence, Minister for Foreign Affairs, if it's actually possible to be on top of all of these issues, because it's clearly things have fallen down. So I'd be more wondering in terms of the allocation of ministries themselves, if the minister is just too burdened with two roles.
So is your suggestion that Minister Simon Coveney, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, chairing the UN Security Council Ireland at the moment. You have a war in Ukraine, you have Brexit reaching new tensions once again over the protocol. All these issues, is your suggestion that the Minister perhaps is not on top of the passport issue?
The reality is there's no way he could be on top of the passport issue. The Department of Defence is a massive brief. The Department of Foreign Affairs is probably more important now than it ever has been in the last decade. There's no way Simon Coveney is on top of all these issues. And what we're seeing in the passport as a reflection of that. So maybe he just simply needs to say, look, there's far too much on my plate here, and hand that responsibility over.
Gary Gannon there. Finally, Barry, any word from the Department of Foreign Affairs on this evening?
While the passport service is experiencing a very high volume of applications, passports are being processed and dispatched on a continuous stream, and that turnaround time has improved by 25% since March.
Thank you to Barry Lenehan there. Thank you to you for your texts as well, listeners, on this. 51551. Michael Jordan says he applied to renew his passport last Wednesday, the 25th, online at 1:22 in the afternoon. It arrived in this morning's post. So that's from Wednesday to Friday. Sounds pretty good. He says the problem appears to be limited to new passports or passport where checks need to take place. Beatrice says 17 weeks on Monday next, waiting on a second passport for my 17-year-old son. It's insane. So different viewpoints there on this one. Lisa Chambers is Fianna Fáil Senator and spokesperson on Foreign Affairs. Good evening to you, Lisa Chambers, as well. They might have changed the name of Passport Express to Post Passport this week. It hasn't really helped at all. So what will?
Yeah, I mean, the name change is fine, but it isn't really, that wasn't the issue. One of your listeners had texted in saying that it seems to be first-time applicants. That is the crux of it. So if you're a renewal passport, if you're an adult applying for a renewed passport, the service is super. It's brilliant. It's maybe a day or two to get the passport back. So I think we could all agree that's a fantastic service. It's first time children's passports are a nightmare. And this has been the case for months now. This isn't a new issue that the department have just become aware of or that the minister has just become aware of. It has gotten to such a bad state of affairs that now you have Veracruz members from all over the country finally saying we can't deal with this anymore because it's gotten so bad. So the minister and the department are well aware of this. They've been dealing with families for months now that have missed holidays, that have missed family events, that have lost out on thousands of euros, and they've made very little effort to make the changes that were needed. And you know, yes, there's unprecedented demand, and yes, we are increasing staff, and that's to be welcomed.
And you've seen the good and bad side of this yourself, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen situations where people are getting a passport back in a day or two, which is brilliant. I applied for my own son's passport back in January, beginning of January, and we didn't get it until the end of April. So I was nearly 4 months waiting for my son's passport. So, you know, there is, I suppose, it's a tale of two types of applications.
And I'd have to say I got my own children's renewed at Easter there very quickly, but they were renewals, not first-time passports.
It seems to be a problem where you have to open physical polls. So obviously with the first-time children's passport, as you know, you have the Garda form that's signed by both parents, stamped by the Garda station, and then you have to submit a photograph. It can be difficult to get a child to stay still for a photograph. Some of those photos are being sent back to be retaken. But the problem is you're getting put back to the end of the queue almost. You don't just get to keep your place in the queue. Mm-hmm. But last week, I mean, I was on radio three days ago now on this issue as well, and the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Passport Service issued a statement just 3 days ago saying there was no backlog, that there was no issue, which, to be honest, was a bit farcical given that the multiple callers were ringing in to say they were experiencing issues, and almost every public representative will tell you that they're inundated. You know, we know
so
that
what
every
should be
time
done?
Of year...
Sorry to cut well, across you, Lisa, but what should be done here? Can the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, do more or hand it to someone else?
Well, I mean, I think that he can do more, and he's going to need to give more resources to the passport office. First, of course, we know we're dealing with unprecedented demand. That's fine. But every year around this time, we get a bump in demand because people are going on summer holidays. But yet we fail to plan for it every year. Same issue every year. It's never been as bad, but we always had a bit of a backlog around this time of year. So more staff, I think, if there is 4 in 10 people, is what the passport office are saying is the issue, where they have incorrectly filled in the form or submitted something wrong, then make it easier. Streamline it. Get rid of those inconsistencies and make it easier for people to apply. But if you have to draft in extra staff around this time of year to make sure that people get their passports within a reasonable time frame, you know, 3 or 4 months waiting for a passport, it's not good enough. And it's not as though it's, you know, the department are not doing you a favour by giving you your passport. You, as a citizen, are entitled to this important document. And unfortunately, Claire, who was speaking at the top of your programme there, you know, we've had lots of families where one child is waiting for a passport and the other child or children have gotten theirs. But then you have a whole family that maybe can't take that holiday. That's not a rare case. That's actually quite common now. And that's really, you know, that's really distressing for a family who might have saved for the whole year for this holiday, mightn't have been away for a couple of years, and all of a sudden they're faced with maybe, you know, losing out on thousands of euros. So it is a big issue. And I take what people are saying, that there are other bigger things happening in the world. But at the end of the day, it's a very basic service we provide for our citizens to give them an important document, a reasonable turnaround time. It's all we're asking for. And what Claire has requested in terms of somebody answering the phone, the online online chat service doesn't work. Okay. I've tried it myself. It's never operational. Those little things allow somebody to ring up and actually speak to a human being would make a huge difference.
Lisa Chambers, thank you very much for joining us. Fianna Fáil Senator and Spokesperson on Foreign Affairs. And I'll come back to more of your texts on your passport experience later on. 51551.